And welcome everyone to another
freezing edition of the Hour Bomb, man. It's cold outside.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
My nipples are hard.
Welcome to another freezing edition of the Hour Bomb. I am your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert, joined as always by my partners in crime.
That's right, the Big Aider Master's here.
And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
This week's edition of the Hour Bomb is brought to you by Dixie Carter's Midlife Crisis, because she don't know if she's staying or leaving, and Wife Beater Tees when absolutely need to get a baseball bat to the head. Right, Jake?
Really? That's who we're supposed to. Out of all the good ones from this past week, you went that one?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, God. Anyway.
I can't believe that.
So. We may have Richard on tonight. We may or may not. He's trying to get access to his computer right now, and if we can get him on, we will.
All right.
So pay per view night, guys.
Yeah. Well, no, hold on. It's not your fucking show.
I can do whatever I want.
No, you can't. It's not your show.
I just did.
No. So how the hell you guys been? You know how it works. We do our shtick. We fuck with Heath a little bit, then we do the show and fuck with Heath for another hour or so.
Okay, I forget. You know, I don't remember these things. I got hit in the head, man. I got brainesia.
Oh, my God. It's going to be one of those nights I take it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Late. Good. Anyway, so how the hell you guys been?
You know,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah. It's been kind of week.
Girl from the farting on your pillow?
No. Not really.
Okay, that's good. No more pink eye right now?
No.
All right.
That's good. An improvement.
Yes.
So, how's that scratch on your cornea?
It's getting better. It's still not better, though, all the way. It's kind of shitty.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
So, talk about abrasions and weird spots. Heath, how's your butthole doing?
Whoa.
How's my what?
Your butthole. You know, you were the you used the cream from our last week's sponsor.
That's what we heard.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
That's not what I hear.
Yeah, well, you heard wrong. Too bad, so sad.
I don't think so. I think my sources are good.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
But okay. Anyway, my week, cold.
Cold?
Definitely cold.
God, you guys are a bunch of pussies.
Fuck off.
Well, let's see. You know, I actually decided to not take my jacket one day, and then I realized, oh my God, it's fucking cold.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook, dumbass.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about that one.
Dress appropriately for the season.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we live in Missouri, so... You got to remember, it could be nice right now, and then 5 minutes from now, it'll be snowing.
Yes.
This is
which
true.
We've actually seen that happen about the course of 15 minutes ago, from 75 degrees to like 20 in snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happened about 6 or 7 years ago, something like that. It was wild.
Yeah, it was.
That's when we were living behind the flea market there, and it ripped the back door off the house.
Yes, it did.
That was wild.
Good times.
Hook says it's freezing here in New York. No shit, you're on the East Coast.
Yeah.
It's always cold in New York.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Unless it's like July, then it's like fucking miserably hot.
Yeah.
It's either cold and nasty up there or nice and you're going to get mugged. Either way.
Montana man says it's shorts weather still. Montana. I'm like, yeah, fuck that. That's what I say.
Yeah. Hey, who we got in the chat?
Well, we got a few people in the chat room here tonight, folks.
All right. Let's hear it.
Oh, we got Hooks.
Hooks, bulk up.
Montana man.
Bulk up.
Holy shit.
Jakey for the TWR.
Oh.
Hey, bulk up.
Fuck
and I can't even believe I'm going to say this. The Rodfather in the chat.
Hey, holy shit. That's what I was always shitting about, not
hey,
Jake.
Hey, fuck you.
Hey, what?
Hey, what's with the hate
you
for the Rodfather?
Why are you so angry towards the Rodfather?
Hey, apparently he's got something out for me, so you know what? Fuck him.
What do you mean he's got something out against you?
Have you seen some of the stuff he's been posting on Facebook as of late?
Oh, look, it's a picture of Heath. After reading the Rodfather stuff. Like, what? Adrian, what kind of proof do we have about the stuff that he's been saying?
We don't have any proof.
We don't?
Nope, no proof. Rottweiler has not said anything negative about Heath. I don't know where this is coming from.
This would be a good time to read some of those things.
Oh, okay. You mean the other sponsors?
Yeah, our other sponsors.
I was saving those.
Well, right. just a few more. Just a few more of the good ones.
All right, give me a minute.
Which, guess what? They just so happen to be posted by the Rodfather.
Give me, like, two good ones.
All right, this week's Hour Bomb is sponsored by Doucheville USA, where Jersey Shore meets gay porn, starring Jesse Godders, Heath, and Jakey. It's Always Sunny in Doucheville USA.
That's not that, you know, that's not that bad.
Yeah.
All right, and this is probably the worst one.
Okay, if you can't read it, is it...
This week's sponsored by Oreo Cookie Double Cream Sandwiches. Darren Young is on top, Heath and Jake in the middle, and Orlando Jordan on bottom. Are you ready to go that extra mile for your team?
Well, I don't see... you know, Adrian, let's... Quick poll. Quick poll of the chat room, guys. For those of you in here, do you find any of those offensive?
And we have 6 anonymous users tonight.
Hey, fuck you, anonymous users. Log in. God damn it.
And one of those could be Leonard Taylor.
Probably. Holy shit.
Hey, it's Zeus.
Hey. You know what?
Let's do it now.
Let's do it now. Okay, hold on.
We have a...
And you know what? Walk up to Zeus.
We gotta do this now, I guess. So.
Yes. Okay, ready? Let's get serious for a second.
You gotta be serious for a moment.
Hold back the tears.
How do I...
This week we say goodbye
to another member of the TWR family. You know, whenever I play this, it's never good.
No, it isn't.
No.
He's going off to greener pastures.
Right.
We're not killing him.
He's going to a better place, which is your senior year in high school.
Oh. Ooh, you ball cup the... oh, God.
That's not even right.
What? Wait, what do you mean you ain't going nowhere?
Well, he's not actually leaving, like, out of the chat, but, like, he's not going to be on, like, a show anymore. They're not doing the Zack Attack.
Oh, he's a junior.
Oh. That's even worse, Heath.
Yes.
Finger of shame for ball cup.
Finger of shame. You know what? Whenever Heath's at... I can't even do it. Hold on. No. I can't even do it. Let's just... No. Let's continue.
Leave it alone.
This was going to be bad.
So, as he prepares for life in college and... working finishing out and high all school, that stuff, and getting laid, and going to prom, and whatever the hell.
Having Caitlin hair, and
having Caitlin hair,
and you know, hey, you know what? To be with, you know, oh, he's not going to college.
Oh, he's not, I thought he, it's right. He's going to become.
He's going to wrestling school.
That's right.
He's going to wrestling. I think next year. Anyway, so we digress. Keep going.
But we here at the TWR Network want to wish a heartfelt goodbye to Dr. Zeus, and we wish you well in all
your future endeavors. Let's play a little bit more. Hey, Omar's in the chat too.
Hey, Omar, welcome to the chat,
Jason. Oh God, don't click on it.
Click it.
What?
Olé.
Anyway, wow. Yes, seriously, Zeus. Though, hey, you know, it's been fun, and. Too bad you won't be on this side of things anymore, but you're always welcome in the chat, and if you ever want to be a special guest on the Hour Bomb, just hit us up.
Yeah, while we're on air, just call us on Skype, and we'll put you on.
Hell, if anyone out there wants to be a special guest on the Hour Bomb, at least for a segment or something, give us message me on Facebook, and we'll get a hold of you. You know? And yes, good luck in wrestling school.
Yes.
He's
going to become NXT, man. I know it.
What?
Zeus will be on NXT, man. That's my prediction right there.
Okay. I'm not sure I buy it, but okay.
Within 5 years, Zeus.
Within 5 years,
we'll be on the next week.
Hey, Zeus, do me a favor. If you do become famous, hit us up so we can, you know, get something. Hey, this is Zeus, or whatever the hell name you're going to go by, and you're listening to the Hour Bomb. You know, something like that. That'd be great. You know.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
Hey, holy shit, Zeus! Short notice.
Yeah,
I'll take you, Zeus.
All right,
hold on. Are we friends on Facebook, Zeus?
He's friends with me. I know that.
Okay. Let me get on there. Hold on. My computer's a little bogged down.
Yeah, it's a piece.
Hey, my friends with Zeus. Hold on. Bear with us. What do you?
Hey, Nick French has joined the chat.
What do you? Hey, Nick. You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna say one thing on here.
Okay.
And I've been meaning to do this for a while.
Okay.
I saw. Hold on. Hold on. God damn it. He's going by Tom now on Facebook.
Yes.
All right. I gotta figure out what my username is. Okay. There we go. Anyway, I saw something probably been a few weeks ago by Nick French.
Okay.
And he was saying some dude on a radio station, and I don't know the whole story because, you know, I just not really sure both sides of the story here.
Okay.
But he posted something on Facebook that some guy on a radio show was bashing him because he's handicapped. You know what? Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Fuck him and his stupid ass. That's what I got to say. Nick French, our bomb's got your back.
That's yes. Right.
We're How about you, them man. Apples? Okay. Zeus messaged you. Add me on the Skype. Okay. Anyway. Where the fuck were we? Oh, who else we got? We got a full house in the chat. Click, refresh it. See who we got. We got Heath's got to handle more bulk ups. Heath, do your job.
All right, let's see. Omar, bulk up.
Yep.
Let's see.
That's everybody. That's
Nick French.
Yeah.
Bulk up.
There you go.
Hey, there we go.
Anyway.
And again, fuck you to all you anonymous.
And hey, Mr. Richard.
In the chat. Mr. Richard? Hey, bulk up to you.
Holy shit. Mr. Richard, we're going to replace you with Zeus.
Or if you're on, I'll.
Can you do both at the same time?
I think I can have both.
Uh-huh.
Jesus Christ. Five-man booth. All right. Yes, that'll work. Thing. Anyway.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This is going to be a clusterfuck. Oh, wait. I'm already friends with Zeus on Skype. I didn't realize. Oh, our network calls.
Yep. There you go.
Bear with us, guys.
Do we have him? Yes? No? Yes?
You there, Zeus?
I don't hear anything.
Hold on, buddy.
See, this is the things about live shows.
Well, we would have this set up before, but... You there, but... Nope. Who? No?
Nope.
What about
Still
here?
Nothing?
No, I'm not getting anything. This is why we would normally do this before we go on the air, but no one was really there. Yeah, I know. You there, Zeus? Oh, buddy. Can you hear us?
Oh, well.
Well, if anything, we'll at least keep going with the show.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, so yeah, tonight was a pay-per-view night, so you know what that means, don't you?
Yes.
Time limit is off.
No time limit hour bomb.
We throw the rule book for the show out the window.
Yes. Yep. Hearing some feedback there. Zeus, you there, buddy? So I can't hear you. Anyway. Jesus Christ, was this another Jake link?
Yes, it is.
Oh, dear God.
Ow, that looks painful. That looks really painful. Who the fuck is that?
I think that's Cameron, and I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Damn. It's got to hurt.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Maybe we're having technical issues with Skype. We'll get that worked out later.
Yes.
Yes.
Anyway. That was Melina. That's right.
Oh, okay.
That's right. God, she was hot. Anyway. And, so no time limit hour bomb. Ow. You there, buddy? Okay. Skype is screwing with us here. Anyway.
Lovely.
So, God, I am just all out of, whack right now. Good thing there's, no time limit on this guy.
Yeah.
So anyway. We need to dive into the pay-per-view here.
Yeah, yes, we do. Yeah, I think so. So
I think we should kill Skype and just we'll get people on next week if we can because it's done.
I think so. I think Skype's having some issues. So let's dive into Survivor Series, fellas. What are you guys thinking? Good, bad?
It was all right.
I feel the same way. It was all right. It didn't wow me, but I wasn't like eh. I wasn't like disappointed either. It had good spots. There was nothing great or spectacular, but there wasn't anything like, oh God, this is horrible.
Well, Cena winning, but that's always horrible in my book.
Well, yeah, that's just you, though.
Nah, I don't think so.
That's always you.
Jakey, is it worth going back and watching it? Yeah, I think so.
I would actually recommend watching matches. You could probably... I would watch the
first Survivor Series official match.
The Survivor Series match, I would watch the... Big E Langston, Curtis Axel match, and I'd watch the Wyatt family versus Punk and Bryan.
Yeah, I think that's...
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's like, okay...
yeah, I think
didn't
so.
Didn't really need the whole Cena...
Yeah.
Burrow yeah. match.
And none of the other matches were bad. There wasn't anything in them that really wowed me. It was just kind of, they were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we got links. Hey, Rodfather, I don't know if you heard us earlier, but Heath was talking shit to you. He says he doesn't understand what you have out against him. And,
Oh, damn.
What the fuck?
Wow.
That guy ducked close.
Oh, God.
That front row.
That's hard for that guy.
Yeah. Holy shit. But he was talking shit to you, and wants to know what you have against him. So, oh, did he just get blasted by a sting?
Or by sting? Sting wearing a sting mask in the front row.
Nice. Good job. Anyway, so I guess let's dive into the card.
All right. Yeah, so
start off with the first match.
King of the pre-show.
King of the pre-show, The Miz versus Kofi Kingston. Now, Miz had like a heel kind of turn on Raw.
Yeah.
Mostly was ignored here for the most part.
What were they doing tonight, Adrian?
The Miz was trying to shake his hand and be his friend, and Kofi wasn't having a whole lot of that.
You know, if they're going to turn him heel, just fucking turn him heel.
It was kind of weird, like the way that this whole match was. Like, the Miz kept trying to like be like the like sportsman and like, oh, let me shake your hand and all that stuff. And at the end of the match, after the Miz got the roll up win, like, he went to shake Kofi's hand again, and Kofi bitch-slapped him and left the ring.
Hmm.
Really?
What are they going to... Are they going heel, or are they not going heel? Are they going to... I mean, what are they doing?
You know what? Let's look at something here for a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
The Miz, 2 years ago, main evented this pay-per-view with R-Truth against The Rock and John Cena.
Uh-huh. Look how far he's fallen.
Kofi Kingston beat Randy Orton on this pay-per-view 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, and they're both delegated to the pre-show.
Yes.
Yes.
God, that... Well, you know, it goes by what we said last time. If we're going to entice you to buy this pay-per-view, we want a decent match on the pre-show.
Yeah, I would have gone with Ziggler versus Sandow or something.
We saw that last month, though.
But would it have been bad to see it again?
Possibly.
It would have been a better match.
It would have been just as bad as Cesaro when he fought fucking Del Rio like 87 times in a row. And we're just like, oh my God, we got to see this fucking match again?
All right, well, why wouldn't you do, say, like a triple threat match?
Something like that would have been good. Oh God, Jakey put a fucking link up.
I'll get to it in a minute.
Okay. So anyway, good match. I mean, not bad, not good, not, you know, great, but...
It was okay.
Yeah. And your winner... Your WWE pay-per-view pre-show champion,
The Miz.
Yes. Oh, that was from fucking Tough Enough or whatever. Yeah. When the bitch went to take a head roll and, like, face planted herself. Oh, I've seen that. That's great. Watch it. Watch it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Bloop.
Wow.
What in the world? I wonder if that's El Dorito.
That's a little short for him, I think.
Anyway, and now let's dive into the actual Survivor Series card
that we
paid for.
Yes, we did
pay for this. We totally paid for
this. Air quotes, paid for this one.
We paid for the internet connection that we looked up.
Yeah. And so opening match tonight, which to me, I wasn't a big fan of this being an opening match, but...
Actually, this match was a great opening match because it was an action-paced, fired the crowd up, and people got into it, man.
Well, it was the best match of the... second best match of the night.
It was probably one of the best matches of the night, for sure.
We have...
Definitely.
Your traditional Survivor Series Elimination Match. Rey Mysterio, Cody Rhodes, Goldust, and the Usos against The Shield and the Real Americans.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a good match. Great match.
Some great spots in this. The main thing to take away from this match is...
none of them looked bad?
Nobody really looked horrible in this match. Everybody looked great. And Roman Reigns came out of this looking like a beast.
Yeah.
That he did.
Cesaro put the... Correct me if I'm wrong. Did the Cesaro swing on both the Usos?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Right. 20 times, I think, each.
Swagger looked decent. Cesaro looked incredible. The Shield, Dean Ambrose didn't look so great.
Dean Ambrose got in trouble for doing the Dean Ambrose thing, which was jaw-jacking with somebody and got rolled up on it.
Yeah. So that's, you know. But like you said, the important thing here is that no one looked bad.
No.
And I just want to point out that you have the Rhodes boys and then you have the Usos.
You know, that's kind of creepy.
You know what? Fuck you, Jake. Fuck you. Oh, that was Omar? Oh, because Jake's got one there, too.
Yeah, let's click one on.
I think the old lady's heat.
I think it is, too.
Jakey, I thought you were my friend, man. I thought you were my friend.
So. Okay, let's try this again. Hey, Zeus, you there? He called me. I still don't hear anything. Anyway, I think we're just going to give up on the Skype.
Yeah.
Right now, because I can't get this thing to work.
That's all right.
Hello. Hold on. Zeus, you there, buddy?
Nope.
No.
Still nothing. Got nothing. Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't look like we're getting anything right.
Nope. Well, unfortunately.
Something just went. I don't know. Oh, well. Who is vibrating?
Not me.
Not me.
Okay.
It's got to be your phone.
Okay. Anyway.
Unless he's got the John Cena toys over there.
He might.
Fuck you.
And your winner and sole survivor tonight. Yes. Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
He eliminated four of the five guys on the
opposing team.
Opposing
that
team.
Really made him look like a beast tonight.
Four fucking spears to eliminate four of the five guys on that team.
Yeah,
comeback.
One of the Usos, Cody Rhodes, Yoda, San Rey Mysterio.
And then Seth Rollins eliminated the other guy.
With the curb stomp.
Yeah. He eliminated one of the Usos with just boom. That was insane. That was insane. That looked like it hurt.
Rod Father's calling for Heath haters unite tonight.
What do you have against Steve? I mean,
That is what I'm
not
wondering.
Faulting
like,
you at all, but
I don't. You know, really bad enough anyone? I mean, you guys can attest to it because you guys know me in real life, of course.
He did obliterate Rey Mysterio, man. With that spear.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. I mean, even Rey kind of gave props to him.
Yeah. Anyway, I still can't believe how good this match was.
This was was one of the best matches of the night.
I said it was the first actual match on the card.
Okay with the first match being one of the best matches, because you really want that to be the case.
Well, yeah. All right, so we're going to move on.
Yes.
And do we have a Zeus yet?
Yes. Wait, yes?
Hey!
I think I hear him.
Yeah!
Holy shit, we have a Zeus.
Wow.
I did it. It took multiple things.
Oh, so it was you fucking shit up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Without just checking.
There was never any doubt that it wasn't me.
Okay, good. Good.
All right.
Anyway, let's see. Richard. Hey, Richard, if you want to jump on Skype, you're more than welcome to.
Hello, Richard. Richard.
He's not on yet. But if he wants to call, he can.
Yeah. Are all three of you in the same building?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, all three of us are. I'm within smacking distance.
That's why you sound so crisp.
Yeah. I'm within smacking distance of both these two. And I have had to smack them on multiple occasions.
He has actually done this.
Yes.
We've all hit each other with the microphone at some point.
Yes. Let's see. Rodfather says, okay, Heath, you equal ratings. No, he doesn't. You know what Heath equals? Heath equals this.
You have a vagina.
Shut up, goddammit.
You have a vagina!
That's what Heath equals. All right, so we're going to move on. Intercontinental title match. Zeus, yes. Did you actually watch the pay-per-view tonight?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I'm going to say yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
Yes, right. Sir.
So, Intercontinental title match. Big E Langston against Curtis Axel.
Again, I enjoyed this match, too. Big E continues to impress me, man. Like, he's like become probably one of my new favorite guys.
I can't really argue with you. I mean, he's young, he's big, he's impressive, and he can move.
And he's got nice boobs.
You and your fucking boobs. You and your moobs, I swear.
He's got moobs.
I have a mildly interesting story and somewhat random about Curtis Axel.
Okay, all let's hear it.
So he actually lives in Champlin, Minnesota, which is about an hour away from me.
Okay.
And my mom is a dentist. And one day she went to work and said some dude with Mr. Perfect's last name came in. And I asked if it was Joe Henning, and she said yes. Henning, and she said yes. So it turns out my mom did Curtis Axel's teeth.
Oh, no shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she gave him the perfect teeth?
Shut up.
Well, it depends. How good of a dentist is your mom?
I have no idea.
Oh, teeth don't look bad, though. I mean, I'm going to assume that they're pretty good.
Yeah, I mean.
So, yes,
I hope so. I'm going to take the chance.
The Joe Henning smile made perfected by Zeus's mama.
There we go.
Anyway, so good match. Again, like we were saying, there were a few really, really good spots in this match as well.
When he hit the perfect clicks and.
You know,
that looked good.
Yeah.
It did.
I mean, for once, the perfect plex almost looked perfect. Almost. But it was...
The Big E is not Carlton Banks' Rockfather.
Close.
No, they do look
Big E equals similar. Carlton Banks on steroids.
They do have yeah, a they similar do. Facial.
Yeah. But, let's see here. What there was something I'm like, holy shit, and I can't remember what the fuck it was. I don't know. Guess it wasn't that good.
Well, that's nice of you to say there.
Well, I...
Yeah, it was something great. I don't know what it was, so it must have sucked.
Yeah. I think it was when Curtis Axel went up top and then, like, fucking Big E, like, squashed him from the top or something like that.
Okay, I remember the spot you're talking about. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, and then he hits the neck breaker, and you're winner.
The big ending.
Oh, that's too low. Hold on. Adrian's new favorite music. He's over here trying to dance to it.
I'm twerking it.
I'm sorry, you're what?
I'm twerking it, yeah.
What the fuck is a twerk?
Did you not see the... Never mind.
No, I didn't see it.
I can't...
I think there needs to be a mandatory segment of Big E break time every week. Every week.
Do what?
No, it's cool. No, it's cool. Definitely, yeah.
Well, I didn't hear you, so anyway.
Yeah, it's all good. All good in the hood.
Okay, good. Good.
He was saying there needs to be a mandatory Big E segment every week, which generally there is, actually. We talk yeah, about actually. Him on a regular basis.
No, I mean Big E Mike segment, where he talks on that big mic.
Oh, yeah.
Because I want another moment when he debuted. And it's he got close this week. He got close, where it's like, yo, Cena, you in trouble? Because I'm going to mess you up. And he drops the mic and just walks away.
So, you don't care for his mic skills that much is what I'm trying
no,
to
say? No, I think his mic skills are kind of like SpongeBob, where it's so bad it's good.
I can see what he's saying.
Well, no, see, I equate Brock Lesnar to that.
He's... I think Big E knows he sucks, and he embraces that.
he knows he sucks, and he's okay with that. So that's his gimmick. Okay.
All right.
I like it.
Let's go for it.
Get a gif of Zeb Coulter twerking. Oh, God, no. I don't even know what the fuck a twerk is. Anyway, so we're going to move on.
Yes.
So
I can post a video of someone twerking for Jason.
I got this.
It better be someone hot.
I have the gif.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. So up next. Yes, Big E is actually hilarious on Twitter, and I'm not, you know.
So
up next. The second traditional Survivor Series elimination style match.
7-on-7.
Yes. That's, let's see, 7, 14 boobs on one side, 14 boobs on the... Well, Brie is kind of small, so... Yeah. 12 boobs on the other and a flat chest.
Oh, God. You're not right.
Well, I don't know. Brie's big ones make... Okay, so yeah, 14 and 4...
There's some twerking for you.
What the fuck is that?
That's twerking right there. That's Cody twerking it for you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Did I miss that?
You did, sir.
Hashtag twerk team.
Oh, God. That's
I actually have one of Zeb Coulter doing it tonight, too.
Oh, do it. Oh,
jeez.
That's disturbing.
I've taken over Glitterfist's position. I will accept my crown and scepter.
All right.
Anyway, so you've got the Total Divas, which is Eva Marie, JoJo, Natalia, Cameron and Naomi, and the Bellas against AJ Lee. Tamina Snuka, Caitlyn, Alicia Fox, Oksana, Rosa Mendez, and Samurai.
Yeah.
So there's a handful of bitches that shouldn't be in this match.
Yes.
And let's just go down the line of bitches that should...
There's Zeb twerking it for you.
Oh, my God. Let me just go down the list of bitches that shouldn't have been in this match. Eva Marie, JoJo, the... he got hurt doing it. the Funkadactyl that can't wrestle. And then, let's see, Alicia Fox, Oksana, and Rosa Mendez shouldn't have been in this match. Correct. Is that about right? I think so.
It was like AJ and Tamina versus... All the hoochies.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know. Caitlyn took out a couple.
Caitlyn was good.
Caitlyn took out like two people at least. That was.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
It's good to see Caitlyn back.
She eliminated Eva Marie in less than 5 seconds.
Yeah, it was funny. And no, we're not going to leave Eva alone, Jake. We have taste here in America. What the hell? Don't swallow your microphone. Anyway, so. It was what you would expect. It was kind of a female clusterfuck.
Yes, it was.
Mostly.
The good things out there were Bree's boobs and Caitlyn.
Yes.
And AJ.
Uh-huh.
She did the worm. It was solid.
Oh, God.
I think
well, she did the reverse worm. And I believe I said, God, she could do that onto my cock all night long.
Oh, God, dude.
Something like that. Yeah. Anyway.
Wow.
I would have to agree with Omar. Jake definitely has a crush on Eva. I think he does.
His thing for fake redheads.
Probably. God, that's not even. That's horribly fake. Anyway, so it was what we expected. Nice little clusterfuck. Caitlyn comes in, eliminates some bitches. One of the Bellas eliminates some bitches. Actually, it was Bree that eliminated Caitlyn, which I'm going to dive into that. And, yeah. I didn't like that.
Long story short, let's just get to the end of this one.
Yes. Long story short, you're a winner.
Natalya and Brie Bella are your survivors.
Yes.
Of the Total Divas group.
Yeah, of your Total Divas group. There's your survivors.
Yes.
This was one of those, if you're gonna go back and watch Survivor Series, unless you're looking for cooter shots, which there really weren't any, or you just want to stare at like 14 women,
you can
skip this match. Now, I believe a special award we're gonna hand out. For tonight.
Mm-hmm.
This is a special one. This is the Jason Heath.
Hey, baby.
Match of the night.
Okay.
the match with Ryback in it?
Yes, the match with Ryback in it.
Because Jason Heath has a thing for the meaty hook.
That's right. Ryback comes out and he's like,
what? Hey, baby.
Oh my God. He's like, feed me more.
Oh my God. Anyway.
Somebody's shooting.
Holy shit. So then after the match, we go up to the Hall of Fame booth with Josh Matthews and Booker T and Mick Foley and Bret Hart. One of these things just doesn't belong here. One of these things are kind of different. Wonder who that is. Josh Matthews, maybe? Not in the Hall of Fame?
Josh Matthews is the host, or the announcer there.
Still. Anyway.
And Josh Matthews is damn fine at his job, so back off.
Of what? Being a male version of Renee Young?
Young is coming to you, Josh.
Actually, she could take his job and no one would care, really.
I think I would rather have her.
Oh, yeah, me too, man.
Okay, we got multiple links.
Yeah, we got one. Let's see one.
Renee Young has made the JBL and Cole show.
What
amazing.
The fuck? Hey, he saw that and he's
hey,
like,
hey, baby.
no, I didn't. I'm like, what the fuck? Fuck was that thing?
I'm not really sure.
Anyway, on to the pay-per-view.
Yes. So they go up to the Hall of Famers and they're talking for about 30 seconds, and then out comes Ryback. Skip Sheffield.
You know what my favorite Survivor Series moment was? I thought I was going to say what I lost last year to somebody, but and I haven't won a pay-per-view match since.
No. He's like, when I made all you old-timers shut up. Really? That's where you're going to go with this tonight, Ryback? Good job, buddy.
And then
his dumbass did what, Adrian?
He issued, I think, an open challenge.
Yes, and yes, he did. Who made the return tonight, Adrian?
Mark Henry.
And Heath, what did he? What was he missing?
He was missing his hair.
There you go. So the road of burying Ryback
continues
tonight
as Mark Henry beat the shit out of him.
Zeus, what do you think? Did he just beat him, or did he beat the living piss out of him?
Both.
Okay. Yeah. And so you're winner.
I think we all win. I think.
Anytime Ryback doesn't win is a win for everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I'm trying to figure out exactly what he did to piss someone off and why he's just getting buried and why he hasn't won a fucking pay-per-view match in over a year.
Why he hasn't won a pay-per-view match ever.
Yeah? Well, he's only been doing it for about a year, so that's why
he hasn't won a pay-per-view match since he's been Skip Sheffield. Think about that.
Did he win a pay-per-view match when he was with the Nexus?
Yes, because they won the Nexus versus the WWE team match or whatever.
That's right.
So it's been like years since Skip Sheffield's won a match on pay-per-view. Wow.
He's got a boner. It's equally rain.
Oh, Reason Celeb Renee. Hold on.
Hold on. We got a link.
I think I like Zeus now. Hold on.
We got two links.
Oh, God. What the hell was that?
Okay.
At least you just kicked a bear in the nuts.
What the hell is that from?
All right.
That's JBL and Culture.
Oh, God.
Did she just grab his titty?
Yes, yes she did.
Nice. There's more move on her on his titties than there are hers, probably. Wow.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, so Mark Henry continues to beat the shit out of, you know.
Yes.
Ryback, good match. Just because Ryback got the piss beat out of him.
Yes.
So is the JBL and Cole show just as good as? Are you serious?
It's not as.
It's
I don't,
much
I don't,
better. It's much better. Shut your heathen mouth. It's 80 times better than anything you could imagine.
I disagree.
See, I watched some of the Are You Serious segments, and I thought they were funny as hell.
Okay, well, Are You Serious is just two dudes watching old stuff.
Yeah.
Now imagine two dudes and a lady watching new stuff.
Okay.
And a young JBL Cole. And they make things funny. And
here's the thing, though, is Josh Matthews is more entertaining than Michael Cole.
I'll have to, yes. And I think Road Dogg. Well, I don't know. Is he more entertaining than JBL?
It's close. And, well, if JBL's not doing commentary, then no. Because JBL's horrible on commentary.
No. JBL keeps it real, yo. JBL, like, in the middle of Mark Henry's match, is like, I don't know. I know he's still strong, but I don't know how strong his cardio is. And he's shouting out that real stuff all day long. All day, every day. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we lost Zeus.
No, we didn't.
I'm still here.
No.
We're not going to do that.
Because he disagrees with you?
Yes.
No. It's my show. I'm at Master Control, goddammit.
Yes.
Anyway.
Or is it JBL's show?
It's definitely not JBL's show.
It's a JBL and Cole show every Wednesday.
I may actually have to check that out.
They're not too bad, and occasionally you get Bad News Barrett.
Really?
No. Recently, it's Good News Barrett.
Oh, it's Good News Barrett, yeah.
What?
It's Good News Barrett.
Yeah, Wade Barrett, he's been regulated to doing the JBL and Cole show, but it's entertaining. You should check it out.
I'm going to have to now.
So instead of wrestling, he's on their show.
I guess.
Interesting.
We'll see. All right, so up next, you're... World Heavyweight Title Match. Alberto Del Stinko against John Cena. Hey, let's make this one fast. Your winner and still World Heavyweight Champion John Cena.
God, this match couldn't really have been more boring.
Yeah. Heath, what do you think? What's your take?
I just would look over at the TV. It's like, did I miss anything interesting?
No.
No. All right, back to my phone.
I mean... Could any two guys be more vanilla and more just non-charismatic? Or non-charismatic, I guess, is the right word. They're just not entertaining. And this was just kind of, it was an okay match, but I didn't care about it.
Yeah.
I definitely didn't care who won because I didn't care for either guy really going in, but yeah. Cena wins.
Zeus, what's your take on this match, buddy?
Third life, He won.
Yeah, that's about where.
word life. He won. Yes.
Yeah, he super seen it out again, which surprise, surprise on that one.
Dude, but yeah. Think about it. Think about it. He is champion in his hometown, and he didn't even main event.
That is true.
That's right.
Yeah, that's actually a little bit of a slap in the face if you think about it.
Yep. Well, we'll come back to him, though, I'm sure.
What, Cena?
Yeah.
I'm sure we will.
Yes.
So, hey, we got Richard on now?
Yep.
Holy shit, we got a packed house tonight.
What?
Yeah, I made it.
There's ice cream and catering to the CM Punk. Good news, Barry.
Oh, God. So, Richard, how you been doing tonight, buddy?
I've been all right.
All right, now that you're on, hold on. We got the Hall of Famer, Mr. Richard 269, on. We're a three-man
pack! Oh, my God.
There's five of us.
There is five of us, so tonight we're a five-man band. Hell, we'll let anyone on this show, I guess.
That's true.
Unless you're Australian.
We're never letting Australians on again.
Actually, I would let him on again. He was entertaining. He kept us straight, kind of. Anyway, so...
They're worse than feminists.
They are.
Oh, that's right. Zeus just will rip on them just as bad as you will.
You know what? That's a good point. They actually are all feminists. That's why they're that bad.
They took away their own rights and confused themselves as three kangaroos and a baby koala ran for Australian president.
What?
What kind of a continent is that? That's not a continent I want on my my Earth map, which is why I took a nice sharp eraser and just scribbled them off the planet.
Nice going. I love it.
We've got a special request that just came in honor of Jake. Nope, not that one. Hold on. Jake, this long...
Shut up, you crybaby New England fans.
This long distance dedication goes to you. That's right. Because there's no song called The Real Australian.
That's right, there isn't.
Because no one's going to admit to being from that place.
No.
We'll just let this go for a second. But we'll just let it burn, Jakey, just a little bit. How about that?
Even
what you gonna do, brother?
Even Hulk Hogan couldn't save Tina.
Anyway, okay.
All right.
Real quick, before we go any further, I want everyone on this call to stand up on their feet, loud and proud. Put your hand over your chest and repeat the three syllables that make this country. We, the people.
That's
the people.
That's four syllables,
we,
Zeus.
The people.
We hate Jake.
Those three. Yes, everyone, stand up, put your hand over your heart and repeat after me. We hate Jake.
All right. Also, fuck Crocodile Dundee.
Oh my God. Jake, I would have loved to have read the iTunes review, but it's not on there.
Yeah, apparently you gotta.
It doesn't even translate.
It's not. I'm sure it's not as good as the one that you put up there, but I couldn't have. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, Jason proofread that. He just started reading it before I realized what it said.
Yeah, I didn't read it at all, and so I booted it up, and you have to change. How do I change my iTunes to Australia?
No, you have to change your iTunes to America.
America.
That's where we're at.
America.
You have to go. No, what you have to do is you have to go in your control panel and remove the rights from your iTunes store. And then it automatically translates to Australian because they don't have rights.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Dude, what? Play it. You gotta play it.
Oh, fuck, I don't have that. Hold on. God damn it. I knew there was one song.
Play it.
Oh, fuck.
Gotta play it.
It's gonna be loud for a second.
That doesn't matter.
You have the right to remain bummed.
Oh my God, that was great.
That was good.
Wow. Zeus, can we convince you to not enjoy high school and stay with us on the network?
I can pop back in once in a while. I don't want to stay committed, though.
I'll take you.
Okay.
Fair enough. You can come on pretty much.
You're always welcome on our show. God damn, this is fun. Anyway, apparently we got some more of our pay-per-view to cover.
Oh, yeah. I guess we do.
And Jake, that's Zeus that's ripping on you. Just so you know.
Oh, yeah. He knows. Okay. I always do that.
Okay,
he hates me with the passion of 1,000 burning suns.
You know, if I wanted to lose control more of the show, I would just bring Jake on right now, but we're not going to have a Jerry Springer moment.
No.
Jerry.
We do have a show.
And we like to understand what our guests are saying.
AJ, you never did answer my message, though.
What?
Richard's in the corner yelling, kiss.
About your what?
My song title segment.
Oh. We haven't. We're still thinking it over.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
So on to our only third match that was really heavily hyped for Survivor Series.
Okay.
And I'm going to say match of the night, most likely. CM Punk, Daniel Bryan.
Versus the Wyatt family.
Well, two of the three Wyatt families.
Well, Luke and Harper. Yeah. Harper and Rowan.
You were right. Eric Rowan and Luke Harper.
Yeah, Harper and Rowan, sorry.
I am looking so fast forward into the future. Like, maybe, in time for WrestleMania, they can split up and Punk can turn heel. And we can have a glorious WrestleMania match between Bryan and Punk. Yeah? Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Go team break.
Yeah. We've got a segment you could use that on.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, will she even use it on that segment?
I don't know if you've ever listened to our show before.
I've listened to it 3.5 times.
3.5 times.
Fair enough. We'll
take it. And that half a time was when we couldn't rip on Heath, and it was just that bad.
Yeah.
To be fair, it's more than I've listened to most shows in the past 6 months.
Oh,
I haven't been here at all.
Oh, good. Okay, I'll take it. Woohoo! Number one.
Yeah, fair enough. I don't think I've seen Zeus in the chat for much besides Tom and Tyler's show, and they haven't done their show in a long time now.
So. I'll be coming back more than it's just I work Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays.
Gotcha. Oh, okay.
So I can't be here for most days.
Oh, okay. So anyway, good match.
Definitely.
Match of the night. I was entertained. I'm still not a huge fan of the Wyatts, but
these guys are underrated as far as actual wrestlers go because they don't look like they would be any good at all. And I don't know if it was just like they're wrestling with Punk and Bryan and they made them look that much better, but these guys aren't bad. And so that top rope powerbomb that Harper did, man, that was cool.
Yeah. This match might have been the match to change my mind a little bit. A little bit, not much. A little bit.
I still want to see the Wyatts and the Shield go at it.
Oh, I think we all do.
I think that we might see that eventually.
I think it'll happen by WrestleMania. Yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope so. I think that'd be interesting to see that match sooner rather than later.
Absolutely.
Could you imagine seeing a TLC match between those six?
Good God.
Dude, not even that. You just need a tables elimination match.
Oh, God. They'd kill each other.
Yes, they would.
So, I still can't believe how good this match was. This was, like I said, match of the night quality. Really, lots of really, really good spots.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a lot of stuff. I was just like, man, that was, wow. And Harper and Rowan, even in the loss, came off looking pretty strong in this. And
like I said, they looked really good. And it's kind of almost making me lean more towards, okay, maybe I kind of like them.
All right.
Kinda. I don't know yet. I still need more time. Anyway, correct me if I'm wrong, but the man that picked up the win.
Nope, you'd be correct.
That is true. Yep.
Your winners, which really who didn't expect this one to happen?
Yes.
CM Punk and Daniel Bryan.
Yes.
That's right. Your top two baby faces go over.
Surprise, surprise.
Aw, really? We didn't see that coming.
I don't know.
Stevie Wonder.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Fans.
Huh?
Oh, wait, sorry.
I didn't think he saw it coming.
Yeah, Stevie Wonder even saw that one coming.
Did you guys check out his new shirt?
Yes, I did see that on on the pre-show.
Yeah, I like the new shirt. I thought it looked good.
It looks like it could be like on the hood of a NASCAR.
It actually
kind of does, yeah.
It actually
I'm not digging it.
It reminds me of the old Saturday Night Main Event logo.
Yes.
Bit.
Maybe that's why it looks so good.
Yeah. See, I've got his shirt that he had right when he came back. The best in the world, just the black and white one.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got that one, and I hardly ever wear it because it's white, and I don't want to ruin it. I would like that one, too. I don't like white t-shirts. I just don't.
I've taken about a year, and I've taken all of my clothes and just stopped wearing them, and now I only wear wrestling shirts on a daily basis.
I have...
I've stocked up enough. I'm so thankful.
I had a lot of wrestling shirts, and then I got fat, and I couldn't wear them anymore.
This is true.
I had a lot.
Yeah.
Man, my favorite shirt I used to have that I can't wear anymore is, and I think I still have it, is I have Taz's shirt from Weebu, like the gas station, like work shirt.
Oh, yeah?
I have that shirt.
Nice. I've got two that I can still wear. They're football jerseys. I've got the DX jersey, the old school DX jersey.
Yep.
And I've got a WrestleMania 22 jersey, personalized.
Yes.
I got two of those that I wear a couple times a year. WrestleMania weekends usually when I bust them out.
I'm wearing the one with the hand and the arrows, or it's like the best in the world one, but it's hand. It's just new. It's one. It's the second newest one he's had.
I know. I like that one too.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get some of the ones for breast cancer awareness they had.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking those. I have that like faded pink. I'm not about that.
No, but Orton's shirt was really fucking cool. The RKO shirt.
Dolph's,
he always has cool-looking shirts, though.
If you look at Dolph's, it's super fucked up because on the front it says, "You wish you could," and then on the back it says, "Rise above cancer."
Oh, God.
That's wrong.
I didn't see that one.
Wow.
Yikes. Okay.
Yikes.
So on to our
main... Just real quick, though. Montana Man, you really got to... The Rodfather, you really got to ask that question. I'd say no to both of them.
Did I just blow a light over here?
I think so. Oh, well.
I lost the light in the studio.
Yes, we are now dark in the R-Bomb studio.
Wow, I will be right back.
Wow.
Talk amongst yourselves. Why don't you talk about the main event, guys?
All right. So the main event of the night was, correct me if I'm wrong, Randy Orton versus the Big Slow. I mean Show. Sorry.
Yeah.
Not a bad match.
You got it right.
Not a bad match.
It wasn't a bad match, but it wasn't a good match.
Definitely not main event, but it belongs somewhere in the card.
Oh, that was weird.
Yeah. Okay, you got it right.
It was. I don't know. I don't want the Big Show main event pay per views. I guess, and that's just kind of. I was glad that we got a break from the Punk Orton thing for a little. I'm not sorry. The Brian Orton match ups, but I don't know. Big Show just doesn't feel like the right way to go.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking this is gonna. This was a short lived thing because it looks like it was over because he lost pretty cleanly,
and it really does kind of.
It's a one time only deal.
Yeah, it kind of really bothers me the fact that even the crowd said at one point boring chant.
Oh yeah, this match was not very good.
I liked it. I liked it.
I didn't dislike the match overall, really. It didn't wow me. It didn't, like...
I think the thing is, it's just super weird to have something go as exciting from Danny Bryan and Orton. Like, that was super intense. And then they just kind of whip this out, and now it's like, there's no reason, because we all know Orton's going to win.
Well, yeah, I mean, if we would have not known... I mean, it was so goddamn obvious that, I mean...
Yeah,
but hey, if it took a boring match for that ending, like I'm all about it. It's looking like they're going to unify the titles, and that's going to be so sick. Oh.
Well, hold on. It looks like you guys. I missed this. You guys are talking about Eva Marie in the chat.
Someone brought it up. I don't know.
Well, I've actually picked up sources have picked up the audio conversation between you and Jakey about Eva Marie. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Okay, here you go. Sure.
God damn it, Matt. I swear to God, if you don't fuck her, I'll kill myself. Matt, please, please, Matt. Fuck her for me. For me.
God.
Yes. My source sent me that audio clip. Wow. I don't know why he was calling you Matt, but hey, whatever. I don't know. Yeah, what's your real name is.
Okay. Anyway, that match, it wasn't as strong as the other matches on the card. I mean, even the Cena Del Rio match was...
I don't know about that.
Better.
No. Stop.
But Randy Orton gets your win. because the authority comes out. They don't interfere.
There's no physical interference in the match.
They just come out and stand at the top of the ramp.
And that was Big Show's dumb. You know, if they're not coming down, why even pay any attention to him? It was his own fault. I hope this is over.
Huh?
I really do. Who's next?
Did it kind of look the way, because they had Cena talking to him earlier in the night?
Yeah, and then Orton came in.
They didn't really like go in and congratulate Orton at all. They had Cena come out, and he walks right in between them, like kind of gives him the nod, and then gets in the ring and like stares Orton down with the title. Is John Cena joining the authority?
What does that even mean?
What does what even mean?
Joining the authority.
Well, that means, is John Cena going to be siding with Stephanie and Triple H?
Of course not.
No.
First thing, Heath, we got to hand out a late one. The Blue Wizard showed up.
Oh, hey, bulk up Blue Wizard.
There you go. we've got a couple things to look at here. Which is, A, is John Cena going to join the authority? Or B, are we going to have a unified title?
Or C, both.
Yeah, or all of the above. What are you guys thinking?
Well, I know for me personally, we're definitely going to be seeing a champion versus champion match in some way, shape, or form.
At some point.
It does look that way. I was thinking that it was going to be WrestleMania, but it might be sooner than that.
Well, yeah.
Well, think about it this way. If they actually have a champion versus champion before WrestleMania, and if they unify the belt,
they
would have that ready to go for WrestleMania.
And Blue Wizard, no, John Cena didn't join the authority, but there were hints that maybe he might be.
There was a major tease tonight over something. Hopefully we'll find out more tomorrow.
It'll be good. It's going to be a good month of Raw.
I think so, actually.
You know, because...
I hope they do something.
John Cena knows how to put together... John Cena has made so many careers. He made Punks, he made Edges, he made so many. And you know what? It's worst case scenario. It's just going to solidify Orton as a heel.
You know, it's almost like somebody on this show said that, like, just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah?
Hmm.
Oh, wait, that was me.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, damn. Sorry. Unfortunately.
Oh, no, you're fine.
You caught me slipping.
Jason's like, so there's no one else that thinks that. I'm like, there's plenty of people that think that. And thank you, Zeus, for reaffirming that other people do.
You know what?
And I have to agree with folks. Punk made his own career.
Can we take a poll and just have the entire nation make Xavier Woods our new United States champion? Yes. Yes.
I actually would be more on board with him and R-Truth becoming tag team champions.
No. Do any of you guys watch NXT?
No.
Not regularly, no. I don't, know.
Okay, that's why you think that. He has the most fantastic gimmick, and R-Truth is sucking that away from him like a straw out of a soda. It's the most gross thing. He basically is a walking 80s reference. He has, like, 80s gear down the ring. His finisher is... he yells it's morphin' time before he does that.
I saw that Monday on Raw, and I'm like, that's kind of gay.
Let me try and find some gifts for y'all, because...
They've been tag team champions before. Do you guys remember?
Yeah, but that was back before they had money or careers.
No, that was in another company.
Yes, before money or careers.
Hey, he was a former two-time NWA champion. The guy knows how to make a tag team wrestler.
Oh, well, looks like we have an argument.
Even with the tag team.
I wonder. All right, let's see here. Where are we going here? What do we want to do next?
Well,
I guess
I'm overall breach the pay-per-view.
Oh yeah, I guess we should do that.
All right, so
we're going to open this one up to people who actually watched the pay-per-view first.
Right. So Zeus,
hey, I kept up.
Yeah.
What's your overall grade for the pay-per-view?
7.5.
Okay.
Heath.
I'm actually going to give it a 6.5.
Adrian.
I'm going to go 7 out of 10.
I will have to agree with the 7. And Richard?
Yeah, I'd roll a 7.
All right.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't great. Overall,
I mean, I was entertained for the 2 hours and 40 minutes. And out of that, probably all the matches except for, like, the Cena match and, well, the Divas match. I at least had titties to stare at. Nikki Bella was out there, so that's always an advantage.
Right. But overall, I mean, I can't say anything too negative about the pay-per-view, but there wasn't a lot of anything I could say where it was like ground-shattering or earth-breaking. There's not anything bad I can say, though. So, 7 out of 10.
Yeah. Hooks is giving it a 7. Montana Man, 6.5. Not a bad night.
Yeah.
So,
just slightly like above average. It's going to be like a 6.9 overall.
Yeah. 6.9.
I like everybody's ranking.
All right, so let's move on, fellas, to a good segment here. Wow, that was really loud. We're going to move on to everyone's favorite segment of What Stinks. This is where we air out just what we didn't like in the past week in professional wrestling, and I have a feeling this might be a Survivor Series theme, What Stinks.
Yeah.
Could be. I don't know. So who wants to go first? Heath.
All right. My What Stinks for this show tonight is actually the very last match.
Okay.
It was kind of anticlimactic.
All right.
You know,
it just kind of happened.
Exactly. So I mean, you knew it was coming, and it was like, yeah.
Anticlimactic, sort of like when you're jerking it to your porno. It just kind of happened.
Good grief.
I got 2 weeks. We got 2 weeks built up for you, Heath.
Yeah, I know.
All right, I'd have to agree. That was not, you know.
It was a little anticlimactic. I wouldn't even say it was bad, though. I don't want to say it stinks, but it was,
Let's see. Let me pick one of the other four guys that need to say something. Richard, what's your What Stinks?
It's actually not Survivor Series related. It's kind of beat a dead horse. Your TNA related.
Okay, that's fine. Please, feel free.
Ethan Carter III. You have a good worker here with him, and everybody knows the party is there, Bateman. I know Zeus does. You have
him. I don't watch NXT, that's why I'm happy.
No, he's TNA.
Yeah.
Or TNA. I'm sorry, I love NXT. TNA. I love NXT. I love NXT. Don't lie to me.
You knew him as Derek Bateman anyway.
He was better.
You have him up in these. Yeah, but he's now Dixie Carter's nephew. And you have him up in these nobodies for week after week after week after week after week. Now you have him wrestling TNA quote-unquote legend. And his first one was Shark Boy. Really? A guy that hasn't wrestled in...
Shark Boy still
alive? Oh, I'd say six.
No,
yeah, apparently he's back in the ring.
Oh my god.
And I looked it up. He has not had a match in 6 years.
Wow.
That is not as bad as The Rock.
That's true. That's very true. But and now I
The Rock
swear
was
I would never do this, but I looked up spoilers for TNA because I wasn't sure if I'm gonna be here to watch Impact next week.
Okay.
And next week they're bringing back Curry Man. All I gotta say about TNA is
I don't know.
I want to facepalm when I read that.
Actually, that stuff actually makes TNA more entertaining. I wonder
if they're in on the joke. I wonder. Because that almost sounds too good to be true.
Lord only knows.
Curry Man? Come on.
I just wish...
How do you hate Curry Man? How?
The fuck is
I just
Curry
wish
Man?
For 3 months that somebody with half a brain would be running that company instead of somebody with blonde hair and no brains.
Could He's hot. He's spicy.
Apparently, I'm going to have to watch this to find out who this Curry Man is, because I have no clue who the hell it is.
You don't know Curry Man.
I don't watch TNA. I tried watching TNA when it first like came on television, then they had the ridiculous six-sided ring, and then they got rid of that, and then they did the four-sided ring, and I tried watching it again, I couldn't do that, and then I tried watching it over the summer, and I just can't get into it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah.
Curry Man is great. Curry Man is the best thing that's ever happened to wrestling.
I don't know.
Fairy Man was great.
Alright, let's see here. Let's go next. Zeus.
I give mine to Australia and Drake Mullen.
Fair enough. That's a perfectly acceptable one.
Alright. Oh my god.
Wow.
Adrian. Let's see. Yours is going to be a...
Mine is that they cut the Fabulous Three Birds from SmackDown. That should have been on TV, man.
Oh, that didn't make it to TV?
It didn't make it to TV.
What?
They put the video up online, though. Oh my god, it's still hilarious.
They have the
three man band dressed up like the Fabulous Three Birds, and fucking Heath Slater has like fake chest hair to look like Michael Hayes. It is great.
That would have been awesome.
Yes, oh, and they cut that from TV. That pisses me off.
Yeah,
because three can be. They're useless in the ring for the most part, but they're fucking funny at least most of the time.
They're better than Santino. I'll give you that one.
They're a better comedy act than Santino. Yes, I will agree with that.
All right. Milo stinks. The Divas match. Not necessarily the entire Divas match, because we had Brie Bella, or Nikki Bella out there with her boobs a-bouncing and all that.
Yeah, but you know what? Hooks, what stinks on that one?
Hey, dickhead. It's my turn. We'll get to the chat room in a minute.
I know, but it's tied
in. I don't give a fuck.
It ties in.
Mine. Let me double check here. Who? Oh, yeah, that's right. It was Brie Bella that eliminated Caitlyn of all people.
Yeah.
Really? Caitlyn gets eliminated by Brie Bella?
Really? I don't under. Yeah? Yes. Yes.
And I actually have a two-parter here.
If there's anyone who could have done it, it was either her or Natalya. Come on.
Nikki. I would not give Nikki Bella eliminating Caitlyn, because Nikki Bella is the better wrestler of the two.
She actually is. That's true.
No, wait. Which one's the fatter one?
Nikki Bella's the one with the big boobs. She's the big boob Bella. You gotta remember this. Brie Bella, B, small boobs. B cup. Nikki Bella, huge boobs.
And
N cup.
N cup, yeah.
Yes.
Like, I want to bury my face in those boobs. Yeah. You know? But anyway, I'd be okay with Nikki Bella beating her, because... Again, she's the better wrestler.
Yeah,
but no, you gotta have fucking Brie do it. And the fact that JoJo and Eva Marie and the Funkadactyl that can't wrestle and Alicia Fox, Oksana, and Rosa, and I would go Summer Rae because she was useless in this match. We're all on the pay per view. But my other what stinks here is the fact that the WWE can't figure out if they're gonna keep the Miz fucking face or heel. Pick a side and go with it.
Yeah, that whole pre-show thing, man.
He did it. They had him turn heel overseas and then come back to the States, and no, we're back to the fucking normal Miz. And it's like, make up your goddamn minds.
No. You missed it, son.
Excuse me?
You see, Miz had to do a heel U-turn. And so, in order to U-turn, that gave Kofi the right of way to turn heel. Bada boom, realist guys in the room, soft.
Are you high? Apparently we don't drug test before we bring people on our show.
I think what he's saying is because the Miz is screwing around with turning heel, that Kofi kind of turned heel on him at the end of the match.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I speak the lingo of the kids today, man.
That means Ryle's going to be either... heel Miz or heel Kofi.
One of the others is going to be heel.
I'm peachy keen with either.
God let it be the Miz.
We really need heel Ziggler.
We need heel Ziggler and heel Miz back.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, what do we got from the chat? I know we got a few. Hooks, is, his what stinks was Nikki Bella's boobs not popping out when she was doing the worm.
Yep.
I'd have to agree with that.
Rodfather's is what stinks was Dixie Carter's story on copying the Best in the Biz storyline. And in general, the Happy Henry's hemorrhage cream on Jakey's fingers.
Blue Wizards was, he was stuck at work all night. So that's his what stinks.
That definitely is what stinks.
I think we got a link for
Curry Man.
Oh, yeah, there's a link from Jakey for Curry Man.
Yes.
What in the fuck is that? That's scary.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's Curry Man. Curry Man is the best thing to happen.
There was something else.
Wow.
One or two. I know it's sad, but that's how... Oh. Blue Wizard, that's how he remembers which Bella is which. Is my little way to remember. Good job, buddy. Good job. Yes.
Wait, where? Who? What did I miss?
Blue, Leonard Taylor. The only way he can remember which Bella is which now is the way I remember him. Brie Bella, B, small boobs. She's wearing a B, she has a B cup. Nikki Bella, big ones.
Ookie Duke.
You know?
Yes.
That's great.
That's how a lot of people remember the Bellas that way.
Yep.
Blue Wizard says 3 years, and you would think I'd be able to understand Zeus at this point.
Oh, God. I think we're going to move on, fellas.
All right.
All right. Dig it, sucker! It's now time for Can You Dig It, Sucker? Zeus, you know how this one works, don't you? Sort of, kind of?
We say what we dig, sucker.
Yeah, there you go. So,
I got it.
You being the newest one here, what do you dig?
Sucka. Oh, shoot. Shucks, put me on the spot.
I am putting you on the spot.
Can this be raw, too?
Absolutely.
This is kind of, like, you had made mention to, fuck, I don't remember what the hell it was earlier.
It was Cena, or Brian and Punk, main event in WrestleMania.
Like, you could say, hey, can you dig this? At WrestleMania, CM Punk and Daniel Bryan will headline WrestleMania. Can you dig it?
Okay.
And then we kind of say, yeah, I think you're right, because here's the reason why. Or, no, you're full of shit.
Okay, so let's do that thing that I said.
Okay. So, WrestleMania, headlining John Cena. That's all I can ever think of, because that's what WWE drove into my fucking head.
That's why I can't dig it.
I know. WrestleMania 30, John Cena is going to headline it.
In the main event.
Yeah.
Against somebody.
Yeah.
It'll either be CM Punk or Daniel Bryan. I don't know which one at this point, but it'll probably be one or the other.
Yeah.
Maybe both.
Ooh.
I would take that, actually.
That would be good.
Triple threat match.
Yeah.
I think out there, everyone listening to the show just marked out and may have popped wood on that one.
Yeah, we can get on board with that.
John Cena versus CM Punk versus Daniel Bryan.
Thanks for spelling that out for us, Captain Obvious.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I've got another.
You have another? Okay.
Yeah.
Go on.
Cassius Ohno coming back home. Can you dig it?
Coming back home?
Yes.
Ring of Honor?
No, NXT.
Oh, NXT. What?
No, I can't. No. I can't dig that because, you know, that guy's a bum.
No.
Okay. We're going to fight. I'll be outside the bar, honey.
Yeah, it'll be outside the bar when you turn 20.
I still can't believe they cut him. I really don't. I don't think he's going to be back at least for another year or two. So maybe
I'll give him 3 years and he'll be back.
All right, I can dig that one. I still can't believe I'm with Adrian. I can't believe they let him go,
especially because they were like praising him like a week before. Like they were like, "Come on,
I can't." The reason they let him go is because of his attitude problems. What he said is that they left on good terms and he'll be back soon. But I'll give him three years. You know what? I'll say that him and Jeff Hardy come back within the same year.
No, can't dig it. Absolutely not. You had me until Jeff Hardy.
No. Sorry, Zeus. No.
They've made what the oh, God, it's GI Bro. They've made exceptions to their wellness policy, but not enough to bring Jeff Hardy back.
Jeff and Vince left on good terms.
I don't care.
Because of the wellness policy. It was because he had to leave and get himself all healed up.
You know, there's two guys in wrestling that I've despised the entire time I've seen them wrestle. Adrian knows these two. Adrian, would you like to take a stab at these two individuals?
Rey Mysterio and Jeff Hardy.
Yes. If there was a plane crash...
What do you have against colored people?
Colored people?
Yeah, people that have colorful uniforms.
He painted his face for you.
No, not for me, he didn't. If there was a plane crash and two individuals could be in there and die a slow, painful, fiery death, I would want it to be those two.
Have you accepted Jeff Hardy as your Lord and Savior?
Zeus, we're about to have some technical difficulties here. All right, let's see.
You know what Zeus is going to do when he gets in the wrestling ring? He's going to paint his face just like Jeff Hardy.
He's going to be a half. He's going to be a half Caitlyn, half Jeff Hardy.
A Zeus time. That's what you ought to do, Zeus.
Oh, God.
I can start liking lightning bolts and stab them.
Where are we at?
We're still in Can You Dig It.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Richard, yours.
Sucker! Let's see. So this is going to be Shield related.
Okay. But
Roman Reigns had his breakout night tonight. I don't think anybody can doubt that one.
No.
Shield will break up here in the next 6 months.
Oh, I can do that.
Roman Reigns is going to be the... don't interrupt me. Roman Reigns is going to be the breakout member of that group, singles. And he will be... I want to say... They're not going to unify the belt. I don't see that happening. He will be the world champion by Royal Rumble next year.
Hmm.
The coming Rumble. Next Rumble.
I can dig it.
I can... Okay, maybe.
If they don't unify the titles, I dig it.
Yeah.
Okay.
If the world heavyweight title is out there, then yes. Okay, I'll take that. I can see them breaking up probably sooner than 6 months, maybe within the next 6 weeks, is maybe what I'm seeing. Because there's going to be...
Finish with that.
There's going to be a power struggle after the fact that Ambrose was eliminated first tonight, and the fact that Roman Reigns took out 4 of the 5 members of the other team. There's going to be that power struggle of who's in charge of the Shield. That's going to start tomorrow night, and it's going to end really soon.
Definitely.
Okay, you done?
I'm good.
Okay, I'm sorry. You just kept taking big bullets, and I didn't know when to fill that gap. But, no. I think Roman Reigns is going to fall somewhere into that Miz spot, or he'll just hang around for a while. Or he'll end up on SmackDown. And Seth Rollins is going to be the breakout star of that group. Seth Rollins is championship material. He has done it in Ring of Honor. He's done it in NXT. He is fantastic. He's fantastic. He needs a better finisher, though.
You know, I actually see all three of these guys having the potential. I really do. So
Dean Ambrose is not worth dick.
You know what?
He's gonna be Jake the Snake Roberts in 20 years.
Ambrose has some good mic skills, but I don't see him being the big star that possibly WWE sees him as. I mean, I do agree that Seth will be a good star, but I just think Roman's going to be the bigger of the three. I mean, maybe it's, you know, because he's related to The Rock, and Rock's
going
to help him out. But
and I got to tell you, the tonight
Roman is, he's whenever, just...
Yeah, tonight whenever Roman won, the crowd was actually kind of behind him on that.
Yeah.
All right.
You could actually hear it in the crowd.
I actually am going to take that Can You Dig It and turn it into my Can You Dig It a little bit.
Okay.
Because I think that sooner than winning the world title by around that time, your Intercontinental title match at WrestleMania will be Big E Langston versus Roman Reigns.
God damn it, we got a blackout again.
That's all right.
Oh, well.
Can you dig that?
I'm sorry, what?
Intercontinental title match, WrestleMania, Big E Langston, Roman Reigns.
No.
I'll dig that.
No. Get it out.
Roman Reigns versus Dean Ambrose, U.S. title.
I could actually get behind that too. Why?
Okay.
Wait, right. No. Better. Okay. Faster.
Oh, Seth Rollins against
Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins versus Dean Ambrose.
Ooh, that would be good.
Triple threat.
Okay. If that could last that long. Yeah. I don't. WWE has what I like to equivalent to premature ejaculation. They see something good and they want to get it out there sooner than it should be. I think if they could hold off on that, that would be great, but I don't see them doing it. They're going to blow their wad before then.
I'm actually super excited, but I'm going to Elimination Chamber this year.
Nice.
I hope they can put on good shows without destroying WrestleMania.
Probably not.
So I'm kind of at a crossroads. Whoa, you're only smoking mirrors.
All right, let's see. Who else is...
Well,
you've done one.
I've done one. Both of them did one. Heath got one.
Right, so it's just me?
Did Heath do one already?
No?
No, I didn't do one.
Okay, go for
did
it.
Do you want to?
Well, I mean, we've already touched on it before. I mean, and I think it's actually just in agreement. Yeah, we're going to see a... champion versus champion match. You know, can you dig it?
Oh, the title's unifying.
Yeah. Maybe not necessarily unifying, but we're definitely going to see champion versus champion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's see.
Could it be by TLC? That I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think it's gonna be before then.
Because, I mean, TLC, of course, is just in, like, what,
three weeks away?
Yeah, 3 weeks.
This will be the fourth pay-per-view in 12 weeks? Something like that? No, 10 weeks? 9 weeks? Yeah, lights back on. Well, I have... God, you guys have fucking stolen my shit. I was going to go S.H.I.E.L.D.-related here, but you guys have actually taken the ones I was going to go with here. What do we got from the chat room while I come up with another one?
All right, let me back up here.
Jesus Christ.
Roman Reigns will be champion for next Survivor Series. We already touched on that one.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Zeus is going to stab you.
Let's see. Jakey digs G.I. Bro.
I bet he does.
Yes. Likes
that big... Never mind. Jeff Hardy will never be back.
I can dig that. Hey, can you dig it? Jeff Hardy will never be back in the WWE.
I can dig it.
There you go.
I'm indifferent.
Yeah.
I think that's really all we have. Let's see. He painted his face because he was on meth and didn't want people to know it. I would have to agree with that.
Wow.
Yep. Seth should be and will be the breakout member of the Shield after a couple-month feud and some five-star matches with Dean Ambrose.
Maybe. Yeah, I could get behind that.
Roman Reigns, Money in the Bank. Can you dig it?
No.
Nah. Rollins is bland.
Is Zeus high?
I can dig that. Blue Wizard's Avatar. I can dig it. Yes. I can dig that, too.
You're welcome.
I think the Shield breaks up during the Royal Rumble match. Yeah, I can dig that.
Yeah.
Jake, I just saw your comment. You dissing my weave. Because I was straight up pop a cap in your country.
Zeus swallowing the Twinkie. Can you
dig it? I still don't know what that means.
I don't know either. Oh, my God. Whoa.
Damn.
You're welcome.
Holy shit.
Good God,
I'm in the words of Ron Simmons.
Damn.
No, you guys didn't say it right. It's...
Oh, I don't care. Holy fuck balls. That's...
Alright, so...
I'll give you guys a Ron Simmons soundbite, by the way.
Yeah, I'll take that for that one.
I'd like to point out that we've been on air for about an hour and 25 minutes already.
Yeah, I know. We're still not part way through.
Is that long or no?
Usually we wrap up in about an hour and a half, usually.
I'm an idiot.
We got a few things to burn through here real quick. So,
go do the songs.
This is the usual time.
Well, we got to talk about our bet first.
Okay. Yes. The bet update.
Which, holy shit, guys. This thing took a turn
for
the awesomeness for me.
Yeah, fuck you.
So, the updated scores at this point are looking fantastic. Team Adrian's got 37 points. With your last minute drop, since you dropped Curtis Axel and picked up Big Show tonight.
Yes.
Yes. By the way, that was done before the match happened. We will say that.
Team Jizzmumper, 62 points. And Team Awesome, 95 points.
I'm glad there's nothing on the line this time.
Yeah, I'm glad we... Yeah. Well, let's see. I got 30 points on Raw, 10 points on SmackDown, and 27 points tonight. I kicked the shit out of you guys to Adrian's... 4 points this week, and Heath's 9 points.
Yeah. Okay.
Heath, are you want to make a change?
Every week.
No. Hold up.
You got someone you might want to drop.
I do.
Let's see. Damian Sandow has now officially lost you 10 points. And Fandango's only gotten you 2.
Let's start with
think about those. Okay, who are you going to pick up?
Mark Henry.
Don't give him help.
I'm just guessing.
I will take Mark Henry.
You suck. Oh, we got another link. It's from Zeus. No, it's just a GIF. We need the actual sound bite.
Oh, well, I'll tell you.
Okay. All right, so that's what we're going to do. All right.
Yep, so, Sandow's gone. Mark Henry's coming in.
Okay. Now, you guys ready for this one? It's time for America's favorite game show, not Jeopardy, Jizz Jam! You cannot fuck with my intro like that.
I just did.
I've got it all planned out.
I took it and ran with it. What you gonna do about it, playa?
That's not.
I'll just start over. How about that? We'll restart this.
Okay.
How about that?
I'll do it again.
It's time for America's favorite game show. Not Jeopardy, not Jam the Jizzmopper, but Jizz Jam!
There you go.
Here's how this show works. I'm going to play three theme songs. If the Jizzmopper can successfully guess two out of three, he wins himself a shit-free show for next week. Last week, he did not win. And he's only won twice.
Yeah.
So, you two on the line with us, don't give him help. You can type it in the chat room. That's fine. Because he can't see that. I've got that hidden.
You can't see me.
Yes, you can't see me.
The internet does that.
Gotcha.
All right. So, you ready for your first one, Heath?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, here we go.
Oh, boy.
And Blue Wizard does say that's better than his name. Just jam.
Now the chat has it. Mr. Richard does.
Yeah. God damn, I still love his fucking avatar. I need to save that as a picture. And time starts now.
What the fuck? I don't ever remember hearing that song at all.
Okay.
You have one lifeline.
You have one lifeline. One question you can ask.
It's so easy. Yeah.
I don't, I'm flabbergasted. I'm like, what the fuck?
You don't even know what to ask. That's
a no, I don't.
All right.
We need a guess. Hold on.
This is some, this is some bad news if I've ever seen it.
I don't have a guess. I'm sorry. I haven't heard that one.
The official goes to Mr. Richard 26. Oh, well, you got it. You take it, Zeus.
Barrett.
Yeah, everybody got it right but Heath.
Yes.
It's so...
I don't even remember hearing that for Barrett.
Yes, that was Wade Barrett.
Yes. All right. Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah, I guess so. Good God.
Okay. And here we go. I've had enough.
I'll never take another drop of quit doing that in the chat, goddammit.
Oh, God. You can't post pictures of that.
You can't do that in the chat.
Oh, my God.
Stop that shit.
Here you go.
Oh, what's all
the hell?
Olay.
Who's choking over there?
That'd be Jason.
Yeah, that'd be Halbert.
Goddammit, quit.
All right, Heath, do you have a guess?
Oh, he still has more time to try to figure this one out.
Good God. What the hell? Maybe it was another Wade Barrett one.
Son of wow. A
bitch. I mean this.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, God.
All right, guys.
It's like, what the hell? I mean... You guys did three themes for Owen Hart 1 week. Why not, you know, hey, at least two themes for Wade Barrett.
Wow.
Considering they were close to almost the same.
Oh, God, that hurt. You guys got to stop doing that kind of shit.
What did he do? Who did he what? To who?
Shut up. Okay, are you ready?
All right, go back to the OA episode, Zeus. You got to listen to it at about the 40-minute mark.
All right, and here comes someone.
I made a comment, and it just started... downhill from there.
Yes. All right. Here comes song number three.
All right.
Was this one I had guessed before?
I'm looking for a specific answer.
I swear we've done this one.
We might have, but I don't think you guessed it.
I don't think
Is that your question, if this has been a thing we've done before?
Yes.
That's your question?
Yes.
All right, Jason, is it one we've done before?
I don't fucking know.
I don't remember it.
I don't think we have.
Okay, so no, we didn't do this one before.
Oh, God, it stinks in my house.
What?
I can't. It's a casual
thing. I heard the theme song in the
Wow. I thought maybe Jake Mullen walked into your house.
No, that'd be worse.
Cat shit Australia, same thing.
Do you have a guess?
No.
The answer I was looking for was Haku.
Yeah, we've never done that one before then. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought we had.
Oh. No, we've never done Haku.
No, we've never done Haku. We've done the Head Shrinkers before, which was the same music. But never Haku.
It wasn't the same music. It's slightly different.
No, it's the same music.
Well, then that's really not fair, because he could have guessed that. And
well, he didn't guess it. He had no clue.
Because I was trying to remember what it actually was before. Because I remember guessing Coco Beware before that on the other show.
Oh, well, sorry.
I'm actually trying to get three songs for you for next week.
Oh, we'll take it.
Yeah.
I've got two.
I'm trying to find the third one.
All right.
Did we have anything in the chat that we missed? They started laughing because we did the second Wade Barrett theme. I'm like, God damn it, guys. I don't think he would have gotten it if we hadn't started laughing our asses off. Did we miss anything in the chat, Adrian?
Not really.
Okay, good.
I thought it was Coco Beware.
No. Jakey said something like, good day, mate, and everybody's like, fuck you, Australian, and that's how it all you missed.
Actually, I have a pop quiz fact. Outside of my doors right now, I have an anti-Australian trap laid.
What?
Well, the thing is,
it's an Australian trap.
What happens is it hears an accent from up to 50 meters, because it's Australian, they use metric, 50 meters away, and it lays down sticky constitution paper to trap their feet, and from there, it goes into a weight trap, so it sinks down, kind of like Indiana Jones.
Wow.
So that sinks down, and in comes a giant American flag, tying his arms to his body. And then George Washington rides in on a horse and throws him into the Boston Tea area.
Does he say ole on his face before he does it?
And this is where Halbert has lost it.
Yeah, wow.
I have none of your nonsense.
Yes, wow.
Ole is foreign. Ole is foreign.
Zeus, okay. just listen to that show.
Yeah, so yeah. Seriously. Yeah, people listen to it.
That's what I do.
Olay.
Oh, God. You know what? I'm going
to
go ahead.
Please, listen to that episode. You will laugh your ass off.
I think
Zeus Coulter. There we go.
Wow.
You know, I like how he spelled it like Ann Coulter, but...
Zeus still has a Twinkie in his mouth.
Are we done here tonight, guys?
I think so.
I think so.
Yeah, I can't. Stick a fork in us. We're done.
Yeah. Oh, God, he yells, "We the people," before he throws them in.
We the people.
We hate Jake.
So, this week on the network, you can tune in on Wednesday night at 9, 8 central for Shooting from the Hip.
All right.
All right. The original Dan Phelps, Michael Classic, and Sean Big Daddy Brown as they talk stuff.
They talk stuff.
They talk wrestling.
They shoot things from their hips.
Yes.
Ugh. I don't know if I want to watch, if I want to listen to that. They shoot things from their hips. Oh, my God.
A pretty big area there.
I can't wait for the Rumble show.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be fun. Especially if Dan can get off work the day after, it's going to be a drunk show.
Yes.
That'll be fun. And then... there's rumors circulating that we may have the TWR awards that night too.
That could happen.
If I'm too inebriated, we might have to hold off. But we may do them that night. I don't know yet exactly. So, do we got articles anymore? I think.
Nope.
Richard does one.
Technically does one.
Right?
Yeah, Richard does one. Paul's does his stuff. He does.
Richard, did you ever get the second half of your article posted?
I'm doing mine tomorrow.
Okay, I'm going to hold you to that.
To see if I had to make any changes.
Well, okay. All right, allegedly, the big dog, Richard Burdall, is going to post an article tomorrow.
Okay. Cool.
We'll see if sources hold up on that
one. Swallow the Twinkie cream sauce. Oh my god, hey Adrian!
Zeus still has a heat tweaky death valve. Is it he's
Adrian? Zeus has gold.
Oh my god.
Adrian, if someone has a problem with something we said on the show, what do they do?
They can just fuck off.
The views of Adrian Master do not necessarily represent those of the TWR network or the Hour Bomb.
Okay. So seriously, what can they do, seriously?
Alright, seriously, if they're Australian, they can fuck off. Anybody else, however.
We agree to that.
Anybody else, however, they can send us an email at theourbomb@gmail.com.
And you can find us on iTunes. Go ahead and review us, especially if you're in America, because we can read those reviews. And those reviews are helpful because they're in English. Isn't that right, Zeus?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't read Australian reviews because they're for fags.
Yeah, we speak American.
And by fags, I mean the Film Actors Guild.
The what?
The Film Actors Guild. You know, fags.
Oh, my God.
I can't say, you know, Film Actors Guild for fags.
I don't speak your jibber jabber.
Yeah, we got a link.
Yeah, God, you know, this light's pissing me off. We have a light that keeps going off and on.
But hey, we got a link.
Anyway, what in the fuck is he looking at Red's ass for?
He's not. He's
Twiggy. It's a Twiggy.
Nice.
Anyway, find us on Facebook. Type in. The Hour Bomb on Facebook. Go ahead and hit that like button. I'll start doing a little bit more. Shoot us an email. Send us an email. The forums, if we still have them, we're good. So, yeah. Good times.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything else I'm forgetting? Because I feel like I'm forgetting something else.
You know?
I don't think so.
That's... Oh, we can plug FTW still.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
You can download their show from our site, though, but you can head over to their website as well at fanstalkwrestling.com. They got a lot of good stuff going on over there. Tune into their show at Tuesday nights at 8, 7 central.
At fanstalkwrestling.com?
Fanstalkwrestling.com.
All right, and if you're lazy like me and don't do it,
you can just download it off our site at twrnetwork.com.
There you go. So you two got anything else you want to go for?
You know, I got this growth.
Not you. God damn it. I'm talking to our guests, the people I like.
No.
All right, so they got nothing else they want to say. You guys got anything you guys want to say?
Well, I got this growth, man.
Oh, shut up.
I'm not sure if it's an ingrown hair or...
Wait, there's a real American who has something to say.
Okay.
Woo, woo, woo. You know it.
All right, so I think we're going to call tonight. Adrian, since you're the big loser this week, what's our song?
Our song's going to be...
About a band?
About a band.
Is it going to be a two-man band?
No, it'll be a three-man band.
Oh, a three-man band. All right. So, this was fun tonight. I'm glad we had all these people in the chat room, and everyone was ripping on everyone tonight, so that's good.
It was all over the place.
It was awesome. So,
hugs and kisses.
I want to thank you guys, everyone, for being in the chat. Our special guests this week.
You know what? Blue Wizard says there's a creamy I can get for that. And you know what? I'll look into that. Thank you.
All right.
Maybe it'll be happy he's Henry Cream.
God. Anyway, I just want to thank our two special guests this week, Mr. Richard 269 and Zeus.
Hi.
Who? You're again, the invite is out there for you, Zeus. Anytime, you're more than welcome.
Well, thank you. I'll try and make it back as soon as I can.
Sounds good, buddy.
I'll talk to my agent.
I'll talk to your agent. Okay, good. All right. Cool. So once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Albert Saint. Adios, motherfuckers.
That's right, the big A, Adrian Masters, quits this bitch.
And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
We will try to do this again next week. Until then. What? The fuck is so funny, Zeus? Now they're both giggling. What the fuck did we miss? God damn it.
I don't know.
We will try to do this again next week.
He's so confused.
I am. Not sexually, not that's you. That's Heath.
I think they're talking about Jake. But I
wrong. That's easy too.
Anyway,
we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been Hour Bomb.
Toodles.
We're a three-man band!